Burial Rites by Hannah Kent. Read by Morven Christie. For my parents. A note on Icelandic names. Icelanders have traditionally used a patronymic naming system, whereby a child's last name is derived from his or her father's first name, together with an affixation of son or dotir. Agnes Magnusdóttir is therefore literally translated as Agnes, Magnus's daughter. Because of this system, blood members of an Icelandic family may all have different surnames. I was worst to the one I loved best. Laxdæla Saga. Prologue. They said I must die. They said that I stole the breath from men, and now they must steal mine. I imagine, then, that we are all candle flames, greasy bright, fluttering in the darkness and the howl of the wind. And in the stillness of the room I hear footsteps, awful coming footsteps, coming to blow me out and send my life up away from me in a grey wreath of smoke. I will vanish into the air and the night. They will blow us all out, one by one, until it is only their own light by which they see themselves. Where will I be then? Sometimes I think I see it again, the farm, burning in the dark. Sometimes I can feel the ache of winter in my lungs, and I think I see the flames mirrored in the ocean, the water so strange, so flickered with light. There was a moment during that night when I looked back. I looked back to watch the fire, and if I lick my skin, I can still taste the salt. The smoke. It wasn't always so cold. I hear footsteps. Chapter 1. Public notice. There will be an auction on the 24th of March, 1828, at Idlugastadir, for the valuables the farmer Nathan Ketelsson has left behind. There is one cow, a few horses, a considerable amount of sheep, hay and furniture, a saddle, a bridle, and many dishes and plates. All this will be sold if a decent offer is presented. All valuables will be awarded to the highest bidder. If the auction is not possible due to bad weather, it will be cancelled and held the next day, weather allowing. District Commissioner Björn Blöndal. 20th of March, 1828. To the Very Reverend Johan Thomason. Thank you for your worthy letter from the 14th, where you wish to be informed of how we attended to the burial of Pieter Jonsson from Gaitaskart, who is said to have been murdered and burned on the night between the 13th and the 14th of this month, with Nathan Ketelsson. As my reverend is aware, there was some deliberation over whether his bones should be buried in consecrated ground. His conviction and punishment for robbery, theft, and receiving stolen property was to follow after his prosecution in the Supreme Court. However, we have not had any letters from Denmark. The land court judge convicted Pieter on the 5th of February last year and sentenced him to 4 years of hard labour in the Rasfus in Copenhagen, but at the time of his murder he was on free foot. Therefore, in answer to your inquiry, his bones were buried with Christian rites, alongside Nathan's, as he could not yet be thought of as belonging to those outside the Christian way. These people are expressly defined in the letter from His Majesty the King, on the 30th of December 1740, which lists all persons who shall not be permitted Christian burial rites. District Commissioner Björn Blöndal. 30th of May, 1828.